7 after the hour. Hour number 2, if you're just joining us, this could be hour number 1 for you, and you could listen downloading from drkenshow.com or from dougstefan.com the first hour to keep you up to date with the latest news and conversation from people who have medical concerns, problems, issues, and they feel free. They feel actually good about calling Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536 because they know they're going to get a really good, thorough, educated, and instructional conversation. You got to come up with a question. Get to the point, please. It's wonderful that you've called. We don't have time for your life history. We want to become your advocate, your helper, and we got to have as much information as we can, sure, but get to the question, if you can, so that we can handle as many people as possible intelligently. We don't want to buzz through them quickly, but we do want to get to the heart and soul of your, it's sort of closer to the ground, if you will.
Can we get out the number and then talk about John Edwards as we let the lines fill up?
Yeah, 888-553-7536. John Edwards has life-threatening condition. This is on the top health story list pretty much everywhere you go this weekend, Ken.
Exactly. A federal judge, Doug, disclosed this past Friday that former presidential candidate John Edwards has a life-threatening heart condition. He had sought a delay in his criminal corruption trial that was scheduled to begin this month, and you know, you wonder whether that has something to do with this news.
Yeah.
He's a clever lawyer. He's a lawyer. He goes, made his money suing physicians and hospitals, and
so he gets a lot of sympathy from guys like you.
Well, it's interesting. The doctor's letter that was written to request this delay in his trial and the other medical records, they've all been kept under seal by the court. So no one really knows exactly what's going on. If there is something real to this, and there probably is, my prediction is that he has a rhythm problem of the heart, and that's why he is asking for the delay.
So, but that can be treated.
Mostly they can be treated, but that's what I'm predicting, that he's awaiting a procedure for a rhythm problem.
All right, so that's John Edwards' story. Between sausage and cancer we've been talking about, and somebody asked me to ask you about the different kinds of sausage, if it's a non-meat sausage. You know, there are all these meat substitutes that are around now. Do they have, it seems to me, I'm asking the question and I'm sort of thinking about it as I ask you, it seems to me there are some warnings with some of the stuff that's non-meat, you know, the meat substitutes that are processed as well, right? Well, is it the same story?
The news this week out of the British Journal of Cancer is that eating a single serving of processed meat per day might increase your risk of pancreatic cancer. And this study really only focused on the actual meat products and not the meat substitutes. They looked at sausage or bacon, and the non-meat substitutes had nothing to do with this study. So I think you're probably safe until we do more research.
Yeah. I've this week been exposed to a lot of video and conversation with people about our whole system and how really corrupt it is. This is me getting off a little bit on a toot. But it comes to the same bottom line. The way that we process all of our foods, the way that these big factory farms grow these animals, it's just really pretty disgusting. And what comes out of them isn't the same stuff. Those of you who grew up on farms, around farms like I did, you go back traditionally to the smaller farms and the grazing that went on and things, you know, it's a whole different world now, and most people don't know it. Most people don't even know where their food comes from. And that's really part of the problem here, Ken. Part of what you see every day as a result of how people eat and are not conscious about what they eat. You have hundreds, if not thousands, of patients that have seen you over the years, the 30-some years you've been practicing, 25 in Mount Dora at Lake Cardiology, and you see these people who abuse themselves because they either seem to be oblivious to what the obvious is, their waistline, or they'll come up with something like, I can't afford to buy good food, which is a brain-dead answer. There, if you really understand how the food system works, buying good, fresh, natural food and preparing yourself is far less expensive than going to any fast food restaurant. And you'd have fewer clients. You'd have to go, you'd have to have two specialties instead of one to stay in business. But yeah, it's just, much of this stuff is really just plain old common sense. Is it not?
Yeah, try to buy the food as close to the place where it was grown.
Right. Close to the, I used the expression a minute ago, close to the ground. Get your food as close to the ground. And you know what? As a farmer, I'm going to also go off on a toot. There's all this stuff that you hear from these moronic EPA people who say that the animal feces, manure that comes from the animals, is corrupting the streams and waterways, which is the dumbest, most outrageous.
Oh, I thought it's the dust that the farms are causing.
Well, yeah, we got to eliminate dust from farms. That'll be the next thing. Now, what happened, just to separate, and this helps you kind of understand where to go get your food as much as anything else. The chemical base of fertilizers, when it runs off into streams, the waterways, that does kill the wildlife that's in the water, in the streams, and the whether it's the fish or whether it's other things that are in there that are good for everything in our system, the chemicals are what kill it. The manure, if you think about it, the cows or the pigs or the horses or the sheep, they eat the grass. They eat the things that come out of the ground. They process that stuff, and then they dump it. And that's what gets spread, and there's no component in there other than what the system works out. It's the same stuff. What goes in is what comes out. So if you think it through, you understand that it's folly for people to say it's manure that's destroying the waterways. It isn't. It's the chemical fertilizers, but the influence of the big, extremely powerful chemical companies like Monsanto and Dow on the legislative process and how rulemaking is done at places like the EPA and the FDA so obfuscates what's real, what's true, and you know, basically the bottom line is, in this circumstance, affects your health, that everything's become so blurred because the news media is so tied to all of this stuff because their income, in large part, comes from the advertisers who are trying to control. You understand the thread? It just goes around and around and around. So if you're eating, as Ken just said, what's closest, what comes to you as near to the source as possible, then you are going to be much better off. And so we can go on this. You know, the best example of this week is the hair-raising story about orange juice. Why don't you talk about that for a minute, Ken, because you're from Florida. You know how this impacts the Florida orange juice business. Is, you know, the crazy thing here is that we're importing orange juice from other countries that has no inspection process whatsoever, and we're selling the orange juice that we make here overseas because everybody knows our orange juice is better than everybody else. Apparently, everybody knows that but us.
Well, the key to the story is that orange juice is safe, but try to make sure you get American product, because this week the FDA, they decided to halt all imports of orange juice in the U.S. after Coca-Cola, one of the manufacturers that makes Minute Maid and Simply Orange, alerted the FDA to some small amounts of an illegal fungicide in both of their Coca-Cola's products and also in some of their competitors' products. And there's this fungicide called carbendazim, and it's not allowed to be used in America, but it's used outside of America, and it's obviously something you don't want to take into your body. And the way to avoid it is just make sure you get American product. Right now, the FDA is checking whatever orange juice comes into America, and they're telling us that they're not allowing any of it to get into the food supply unless they check it.
Yeah. Well, this is the same old story. By the way, the story I heard was that it was one of Coca-Cola's competitors, and then their PR department turned it around. It may look like they were the ones who were blowing the whistle. In fact, it wasn't. It was some smaller producer that found out in some obfuscated way that this fungicide was being used, and so they decided to test in some laboratory. It's a simple test as to whether or not there were traces of this fungicide in the orange juice, and they found it, so they blew the whistle. The FDA never checks on anything unless you're a small producer and they can gang up on you and beat up on you.
You know, I go to the grocery store, and you're talking about buying local. It seems to me, I read labels, and it seems like the source is getting further and further away from our shores and so much of the food we eat.
Right, and that's because you got big, giant conglomerates like Coca-Cola, buys up Minute Maid, controls the source, if you will, and so they get caught with their pants down, and the PR department turns it around and make it look like they're the ones who are the good guys here. You know, whatever gets to the bottom line. But the same thing holds true, by the way, not just for oranges, but any fruit that you eat that has a skin on it. Apples, pears, cherries, grapes, any of that stuff. There are all kinds of things that are sprayed on all this stuff, and you need to clean it off before you eat it. You can't do that with an orange because you're not going to eat the peels anyway. But this stuff in Brazil and Chile and the things they use in South America is so potent, Ken.
And there's some good news about grapes we should get to this.
All right, hold on. I just want to – the stuff is so powerful it gets through the skin of the orange and gets into the pulp, and that's, you know, that's strong stuff. All right, what's the good news about grapes?
This is out of the Free Radical Biology and Medicine Journal. It really exists this month. That eating grapes, Doug, over a lifetime may slow or help prevent age-related macular degeneration. This is a major cause of blindness in the elderly. The age-related vision loss is a result of cumulative oxidative damage over time. And eating grapes is just a wonderful way to prevent this.
All right, there's some good news. We like that. 888-553-7536. Sharon's in Beardstown, Illinois. Hello, Sharon. What can Dr. Ken do for you?
Yes, I have been diagnosed with plantar fasciitis, and the doctor has me on anti-inflammatories and exercise. And some days it's better, but I also work on concrete. And they have taken me now where I'm only on concrete a couple hours a day.
That doesn't feel good, does it, when you...
No, instead of all day.
Sharon, this plantar fasciitis involves pain and inflammation of a thick band of tissue. It's called the plantar fascia, and it runs across the bottom of your foot. It connects your heel bone to your toe, and I guess you're asking for what kind of treatments you can have for this.
Yes, and the only pain I have is in the bottom of the heel and up the left side of the ankle bone.
Okay. 90% of people who have this conservative treatment works. You know, you're on the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the Advil and Motrins of the world. Sometimes the foot doctor will give you a corticosteroid shot. What I recommend, very helpful in this setting, is physical therapy. Did they give you a night splint or an orthotic to use with this?
Yes, they did.
You know, one of these custom fitted arch supports that can distribute the pressure throughout your foot.
Yes.
And so, as a last resort, surgery has to be done. But I would try and work with some physical therapy.
Well, the exercise and the walking seems to help, but then when I sit down more than 10 or 15 minutes, I get up. It's very stiff. When I get up in the morning, I exercise it before I get out of bed.
Well, only if the pain gets very severe and all else fails do we go to surgery. And so I would just try and work aggressively with the physical therapist, and if that doesn't work... And also, you know, if the work that you're doing is working against you.
Yeah, it's tough on being on your feet all the time, being on concrete
well,
like that. That's tough stuff.
Like I said, now I'm only on my feet a couple hours a day.
So what's the real question here?
Well, just if there was anything else I could do to relieve it.
I think we went over it all.
Yeah, there you go. Sharon, thank you for your call. Happy to be of help.
Sometimes shock waves work. You need to talk to an up-to-date podiatrist about that if they have that available to them.
888-55 Dr. Ken, 21 after. Good day weekend.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Ken, guess what? We have a line of two open. If you've ever tried to reach us, here's your big chance. I've been in medicine, I guess, almost over 30 years, almost nothing I haven't seen. I'd love to help you. I won't embarrass you. Head-to-toe medicine. You want to ask a question about yourself, your spouse, your friends, your kids, your parents. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. Toll-free from anywhere in the country. We won't charge you for the call. There's no bill for the visit on the radio, no paperwork. It's real easy. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Use the best of both worlds, blended medicine, traditional, non-traditional, evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. One more time, get the pen and paper out. Here's the number, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N.
888-553-7536. Hello. And welcome to the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Email from Richard, is gout a rich person's disease? That's an interesting question.
It was believed to be a rich person's disease in the 1700s and 1800s because diets high in protein, the breakdown of the protein results in the increase in the uric acid in the body. So in the 1700s and 1800s, only the really wealthy people could eat the diets that resulted in this. Mm. Today, we all have access to protein, so it's no longer just a rich person's diet. It affects everybody.
All right, let's get back to your calls. Ed's in the Keys in Florida, and we're happy to have you on. Ed, what can Dr. Ken do for you?
Thank you very much for taking the call. I appreciate it. I have a problem with neuropathy, and
What is your problem? Is it with what?
Neuropathy.
Neuropathy. Okay, go ahead.
Neuropathy, it's due to nerve damage. It often causes numbness and pain in your hands and feet. People describe burning or tingling, and they can lose sensation. And it's like wearing a thin stocking or a glove. That's how we're taught as medical students.
Exactly. And what they prescribed for me, they gave me folate for medication. And I just started about 10 days ago on the mini socks. It's called a Micro Z Mini.
Okay.
And it does, you know, it's only 12 days, but I still got the pain in my feet, and it doesn't seem to be doing anything yet.
Well, the first thing is, you know, there's so many different reasons why you get neuropathy. Certain diabetes is the most common reason that I see it, but alcoholism can do it. Autoimmune diseases, we've been talking about that today. Lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, we talked about. We've been talking about being exposed to these poisons in the environment. That can do it. People who've had chemotherapy for cancer, often we see this. Infections, inherited disorders can do it. Even trauma to the areas. Tumors, you mentioned a vitamin deficiency. Yes, that can do it. The B vitamins are famous. B1, 6, 12, all can cause damage to the nerve. The nerves, to be healthy, need adequate levels of these vitamins, and if you don't have them, you will have it. Also, kidney disease, liver disease, and underactive thyroid, low thyroid, all can cause peripheral neuropathy. So, Ed, why do you have peripheral neuropathy?
I really don't have any idea why I got it. I've had it for about 2.5 to 3 years.
Okay. Well, before you go to the treatment, you know what I always say is you need to know what the cause is. So who's been doctoring this for you? Your medical home? Do you have a primary care doctor or a neurologist, a specialist in the nervous system?
I went to my primary doctor, and then I went from there. I went to a foot doctor.
Okay, but nobody has tried to figure out. I just went over a long laundry list of causes, and nobody like a good detective has gone through that for you, correct?
Exactly right.
Okay, that's
I do have a case of diabetes, but it's what do I take? Metformin?
Ed, the first thing to do is to find out what's causing this. You need to talk to your primary care doctor, and if they can't tell you, you know, if they give you the two-step, you need to go somewhere else.
Okay.
All right. There you go, Ed. Thank you for your call. 888-553-7536. You know how we were talking earlier about this wonderful product, Cardiol, and omega-3s and how he put things together, or how this fellow who put the product together has managed to knit a very interesting sort of mix of red yeast rice and omega-3s and that sort of thing. I quickly did a little research, Ken, nosing around. As you know, I can be a little dangerous here and there. A little information sometimes is dangerous. But I went to, this has been imported from Italy. So I was looking around at studies done on European food philosophy, and whether it's in Italy with a Mediterranean diet or Northern Europeans like Scandinavians that basically eat farm to table, much of Europe eats daily. In Africa as well. I was talking to a fellow this week from Africa. They don't have refrigerators in Africa for the most part, certainly around the Horn of Africa, in Ethiopia, Eritrea, Kenya, those places. They have no refrigeration, no electricity. So they eat only what they can get a hold of every day, and they are much healthier.
Hopefully.
Yeah, in terms of this. So eating, as you suggested, farm to table, get close to the source for health. That's really, I think, what we're talking about here. Lots more of your calls coming up, more information. Health is underscored by having a good attitude. If you got a good attitude, then you probably will prevail. It's half past the hour with Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend. Good Day Health.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 2-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's 33 minutes after the hour as we look forward to another half hour of conversation with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, leading the charge to good health, and your well-being is his concern and interest. That's why when you call 888-553-7536, you'll get a fair shake. This is the most listened to in terms of radio stations, total number of stations around the country carrying a weekend health program. We've got it, and you can get it by dialing 888-55-DRKEN or sending email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. You can connect on the phone, obviously, with email, on Facebook, on Twitter, all kinds of ways of getting the information. Don't forget to sign up for Dr. Ken's Good Day Health newsletter. It's an e-newsletter. It comes out every week. This week, again, Ken, you focused on
the latest information about alcohol, that's the drinking kind, and your health. And I promise you, if you read this, you'll learn something new.
Well, one of the things this week, millions of Americans being binge drinkers, this is a real problem. This sounds like Russia, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, this is very concerning. This comes to us from the CDC this week. One in six American adults is a binge drinker. That's more than 38 million American adults. They binge drink an average of four times each month. And this is a serious problem, Doug, because it can occur when people binge drink. They have car accidents. They do violent acts that they wouldn't normally do. And something else, a lot of sexually transmitted diseases occur when people are binge drinking because they're just not as careful as they should be. Too much drinking, it results in 80,000 deaths each year in America.
Wow. There's something to think about as you pick up that next glass of whatever.
And binge drinking, it's four or more drinks in a sitting for a woman and five or more for a man.
Yeah. All right. So word to the wise again. Hopefully we're talking about food that's good for you and not good for you and drinks that are good and not good for you. All kinds of sizes and shapes here, whether they be alcoholic or not. You could be having just as much of a problem drinking bad orange juice. Different kinds of problems. That's the thing. It's all about what you put into your body. And if you can get, stores now are offering, speaking of these oranges that are a problem, we were talking about the importation of orange juice and people wanting to get orange juice that's easier. You know what? It's much less expensive. Back to having juicers, having the ability to go buy the food and prepare it yourself, all of that stuff. The oranges that are around now, you go to the store, you get them at Trader Joe's, get a whole bag of them, cut them in half, put them through the, I have an old, my mother's old orange juice squeezer. You know, the little electric, the you just cut the orange in half, put it in there, and the orange juice is so flavorful, and you know what you're getting, and so why wouldn't you do that instead of buying? It's twice as expensive. Do you know that, Ken?
Right.
Twice as expensive to buy a bottle of orange. It's like $4, almost $4 a gallon for orange juice.
And there is a lot of information more about diet and your health this week. Owner just mentioned frequent red meat eaters at higher risk of stroke. This is out of the medical journal Stroke. And actually what they found in this, and, you know, I know how you feel about chicken, but don't shoot the messenger. In this article, they looked at people, what they ate. Those who chose chicken over beef cut their stroke risk in a big way.
Well, if you don't eat either, you cut it in an even bigger way.
Well, they didn't. They didn't study that, but you know.
Yeah, I know. You stick to the words on the page, and I respect that. I think there's a certain amount of, I don't know, common sense maybe isn't fair. But if you have less of a risk by eating certain types of meat or chicken, you have less of a risk if you don't eat either of them, period.
Let's do a study.
Yeah, all right. Who's going to be in the study? You and me. 888-553-7536. Ron is a KTSM listener. Go ahead, Ron. You're on now with Dr. Ken. He's happy to speak with you.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Ken. First of all, thank you so much for all the great help you do for so many people every week.
Nice of you to say, Ron. Appreciate that.
Yeah, really appreciate your help. Here's my situation. I live in Mexico, so some of my medical options are a bit limited. I suspect I have Lyme disease. Okay, I was bitten by a tick in 1995. And didn't get it off real fast. I got the red bullseye. I luckily got to a doctor, and I got a Cuban doctor, believe it or not, and he gave me a 1 week therapy with antibiotics.
Okay.
Well, everything was pretty fine for a while, and about 5 years ago, I started getting stiffness in my joints, and it's been gotten progressively worse, and now my toes are numb.
Okay.
I get leg cramping all the time, and I'm really suspecting this, and I know there's some real specific tests for that, but I can't find them in Mexico. And
Ron, great question. Great question. What are the complications of either untreated or not properly treated, partially treated Lyme disease? And as you describe, you can get chronic joint inflammation, particularly of the knee. Is the knee bothering you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you can get neurologic symptoms like facial palsy. Your face just doesn't move the way it should be. And we've been talking about neuropathy today, and this is another cause of neuropathy. Sometimes you get problems with memory or thinking. And the other area, I see these patients as a cardiologist, you get heart rhythm irregularities. What I would recommend, Ron, your next step is to find in where you are in Texas, an infectious disease specialist who really is interested in Lyme disease, and you may need to go to your nearest university medical center to do this because you have a pretty specialized problem for where you are. If there is some local talent, ask your primary care doctor. That would be nice. But if there's not, you may need to travel to the nearest academic medical center.
Why, may I ask, why do you choose to live in Mexico instead of the States?
Well, I married a Mexican woman, and we've got business down. We're in Cancun.
Uh-huh. All right, so let me ask you a question. This may be medically relevant,
and
hear these stories. I remember as I drive into, most of the time when I drive into El Paso, I'm coming up the 10, and it's at night. So when you first see the lights, you think it's El Paso, but in fact it's not.
It's Juarez.
Yep. And when you drive along the 10 and look over the river in the daytime, you can see what I've been told by my friends there, not only in El Paso, but if you're down in Brownsville or any of the other places where we have folks, even in Tucson, but you can't see it as easily. But the point is that we have been told there are medical facilities. A lot of Americans go over onto the Mexican side because American doctors are practicing in some of these sort of strip mall-like places, dentists and various practitioners. Is that really true, that because it's so much less expensive, you can get a lot of procedures done for a quarter the cost? What do you know about that, if anything?
Well, I know across the border in Juarez, there are some of those operations, you know, going on. There were some that were, you know, specializing in the anti-cancer, the natural Laetril those derivatives. There was one that was operating, I know of, you know, for some time before. I don't know if it's still going. But, you know, you can buy, you know, prescriptions, and you can get medical things over the counter.
This is called medical tourism. There are people who go to Central America for plastic surgery, but
really,
but buyer beware.
Medical tourism. What a fascinating name.
One fact, I had green laser surgery done on my prostate, and I had it done in Puerto Vallarta for about 1/5 the cost of the United States.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yep. Ron, thank you for telling us the story and for asking the question. Hopefully you were helped out. We'll move on now to Appleton, Wisconsin, where Mary is listening and has a question for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I enjoy your program. I'm concerned. I have type 2 diabetes, and I'm taking Actos 30 milligram. Lately, I've been seeing ads in the newspaper and on flashed on the TV that this causes bladder cancer, and so I asked my doctor, should I be taking something different? And the nurse called back and said, well, you could go off of that and start taking insulin. What is your opinion of that?
Yeah, Mary, this is a real concern. You know, the FDA has notified every doctor on planet Earth about extreme vigilance about the risk of bladder cancer, and they're watching it, and probably if this medication was undergoing approval today and we knew what we knew about it, it probably wouldn't get through. But you have to now figure out what to do with all these people on it. And some people, it's the only way to control the blood sugar. What I would do, have you been on metformin before?
Yes, I take that also.
And that alone is not working?
I take it twice a day.
So obviously they needed to add the Actos to the metformin because you needed something more. Is your height a little short for your weight?
Yes.
So how bad?
I'm about 40 pounds overweight.
Okay. Well, and I guess you've tried your whole life to get those pounds off?
Lately, I haven't been.
Because I would recommend, you know, getting into one of these programs. You know, Medifast, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig. And, you know, if you want to do it, it'll work. And the best solution is getting that weight off. And, you know, this could be a 2-year project. And and I assure you that if you got that 40 pounds off, you wouldn't need insulin, you wouldn't need Actos, and I don't even know if you'd need metformin.
Right.
And are you in an exercise program?
No.
Well, I would talk to the doctor. I wouldn't do it on your own.
Well, yeah.
About clearing you for an exercise program.
I've been cleared.
Okay. Then I would get somebody, if you don't know how to go, get a trainer. And I would stay out of the bakery. Stay away from those white flour products. And you may need to go on insulin for a short period of time till you get that weight off.
There you go, Mary. Take care of yourself. You sometimes, I don't mean this, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you, some folks are their own worst enemy. You can hear in her voice.
She's looking for help, though.
Right, yeah. You know, I was reading something this week about women, not necessarily with the problem we just heard discussed, but in general, I was with somebody last night, a woman who is my age, a little bit younger, who's a practicing doctor here in Los Angeles, who had a heart attack in the late fall. And the heart attack came, according to her doctor, she somehow or other got on to one of these muscle drinks, or not, maybe it's not a muscle, but it's called, it's like Red Bull, but it's, you know, there are, three, four, five of those things.
Industrial strength caffeine.
Right. And she had four, she was doing some work, stomach empty, had four cans of that stuff over a 4 or 5 hour period, and went to bed, woke up in the middle of the night with horrible chest pains. She couldn't talk.
Beat a dead horse.
Well, these things are dangerous. If that's what it takes, and that's what the doctor told her, she had a mild heart attack and had to have stints. Apparently the stuff broke loose some plaque that she had, or somehow through the experience? Does
that
make
much
sense?
Caffeine will intensely stimulate the heart, and if you have any blockage, then it becomes an issue.
Wow. That really is a, that's a, another thing to stay away from, would you say?
Well, definitely not at that level, and I would rarely, if ever, you know, use it, but it shouldn't be used way above. That's where a little bit's okay, and a lot more is not necessarily good. Here it's dangerous with these stimulants.
A lot of women are also getting into various exercise programs. I have a gym down the street from me here, and there are four or five women in there every morning when I take the dogs for a walk.
Oh, you just like looking at the leotard.
I walk by it every day because these four or five women are boxing with trainers, and you can see how they've what it's done for them. And it's
great workout.
Amazing, really good workout. And I would think that those people, you have some warnings this week about smoking. We always have almost weekly, it seems, findings on smoking, quitting smoking, what happens. Maybe you should go over for a moment, if you will, some of the latest research that come out this week encouraging people to quit.
This is out of Tobacco Control. Smokers who use nicotine replacement therapy, Doug, in the form of patches, gum, inhalers, or nasal sprays, they relapse at the same rate as smokers who tried to quit without such aids. So these nicotine replacement therapy, they're designed to wean smokers from cigarettes by easing withdrawal, and they've been available over-the-counter since 1996. They don't seem to, in many people, be effective, and maybe that's why so many people don't get off cigarettes when they try these things, and it's just a case maybe for going cold turkey. The upshot here is you just need to want to stop smoking before you will successfully. And some people are genetically wired. It's very hard for them. Mm-hmm. And this is what we learn here. But the interesting thing also in this week in neurology, the yin-yang of medicine, the nicotine patch, it may not help you get off of cigarettes, but it may help slow dementia. You may want to talk to your doctors about this. One of the components in cigarettes, nicotine, it might actually have some therapeutic use. Wow. The patch helps symptoms of mild cognitive impairment. This is when you have a noticeable memory problem. But many but not all patients with the mild cognitive impairment, Doug, will develop Alzheimer's disease, and this may be some hope.
So, good news. Speaking of hope, we've been talking to a fellow named David McMahon the last couple of weeks, who comes from a company called Solana Health. He had a problem with his cholesterol similar to mine. It was on various things like red yeast, rice, and omega-3s and things to deal with his cholesterol. And then he found a product in Italy called Cardiol, which Ken is going to explain to you a little bit how this all works and why it may be a good approach to whatever cholesterol problems you have.
Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. But as a cardiologist, I always seek, Doug, the safest, the most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And there is, yes, this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for all of our listeners. This Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients work together to reduce cholesterol levels and also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are called triglycerides. Users report excellent results in 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. And Cardiol is easy to take, just one capsule a day.
So here's the deal. These people know this will work for you. They know it will help you. So they are offering a free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself how Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, works. It's imported from Italy. These people have done the research. FDA says it's A-OK. So why don't you try for yourself, if you're on any of these things like I am, this is so perfect for me. And probably for you, too. Free 30-day trial by going to Cardiol, CARDIOL.net, or drkenshow.com. Use the discount code KEN when you order online. You'll pay shipping and handling, and that's it. For Cardiol, Cardiol.net, or you can call them if that's easier for you. Toll free, it's 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your health, your well-being, your future. Cardiol is what you need at 888-809-6424. Use the discount code KEN for your free bottle.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, good information from the world of medicine about coffee and magnesium, Ken. Maybe you should underscore that before we get back to our friends on the phone.
Absolutely. Some good news. We were just talking about type 2 diabetes and how the medicines are a problem. Here's some ways maybe to avoid it. Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, Doug. The previous studies have found that people who drink four or more cups of coffee a day, they have a 50% lower risk of getting type 2 diabetes. And now some Chinese researchers this week may know why. They're reporting that there are three compounds found in coffee, and they seem to block the toxic accumulation of a protein linked with increased risk of type 2 diabetes. So if you can tolerate four cups of coffee a day, and if you're at risk for type 2 diabetes, talk to your doctor about doing this. But remember, if you have heart disease, this may be an issue. So be careful. Talk to your doctor about this. Also, magnesium. This is some great news. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. People who eat lots of greens and other foods rich in magnesium, Doug, one of your favorite minerals, have fewer strokes. People, you should eat a healthy diet with magnesium-rich foods such as green leafy vegetables, nuts, beans, and whole grains.
All right, some good news. Big help. We're all about that.
And acupuncture may be effective for migraine headaches. This is out of the Canadian Medical Association Journal this week. Talk to your doctors. It helps reduce the days with migraines and may have a lasting effect. Some real hope.
888-553-7536. Kathy in Palm Springs, listening to KPSI, another longtime friend and affiliate of Good Day. Go ahead, Kathy. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, good morning, Doctor. I really appreciate your vast knowledge. It's been very helpful.
Well, thank you. Pretty part of the world you live in.
Yes, I appreciate this. Coming from the mountains, it's wonderful down here. Doctor, I've been diagnosed about 4 years ago with calcification of the aortic arch. And I just saw my doctor Wednesday, and she did an EKG, and she said it's normal. Everybody gets it. But I've been, as I'm getting older, I feel a shortness of breath and a tired and a heaviness. And she said that just, you know, just take a nap and...
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Normal.
So you have shortness of breath, a heaviness in the chest, and fatigue?
Yes. and fatigue about...
Kathy, you need to get yourself at your point in life, you need to be checked by a heart doctor, because not so much the calcification in the aorta, but you could have calcification in the circulation to the heart. I don't want to scare you, but you know, women as symptoms of angina, inadequate blood flow to the heart, they most commonly get fatigue, unexplained fatigue, where guys get the chest discomfort, and women, their second most common symptom is shortness of breath. So you're getting some calcification in the arch of the aorta. That's the big pipe where the blood exits the heart as it goes up to the neck and then goes back towards your back. That's the arch part. It's just showing that you have plaque in your circulation, and I'm concerned that it might be in your heart. I don't want to get you alarmed, but talk to your doctor about being referred to a heart doctor. If your doctor poo-poos this, you need a whole new team.
Well, I feel that way, and others have said the same thing.
All right, so then just do it, Kathy.
Kathy, let me know what happens, okay?
Yeah, take good care. Denise in Leroy, Illinois. Go ahead, ma'am. You'll be our last caller. Let's see what we can do to help you out.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I just heard your show this morning. I couldn't sleep, and you're wonderful.
Thank you. How can we help?
Yes, I just had some tests with Lifeline that they go around the country and give discounted.
Yep, we've had them as sponsors.
We know them well.
Yeah, we know them well. Go ahead. What's the what'd they tell you?
They found some C protein in my blood test, and would you please explain this?
Sure. C-reactive protein, this is a measure of inflammation. Hopefully they did the highly selective or the cardiac C-reactive protein, because these plaques, we just heard about plaquing in the circulation, they're a combination of excess bad cholesterol, we talked about how to naturally deal with that today, and also they're due to excess inflammation in the circulation. You can get a cholesterol profile to measure the cholesterol, but the highly sensitive HSCRP or cardiac C-reactive protein measures the inflammation. We like that number, if possible, under 1.
All right?
Okay.
All right. That's the help that we can
give. And the doctors, talk to your doctor about how to get it down, and we can talk about that even next week.
All right. A quick question about flu shots. Are people getting them this year as much? Flu season is upon us. Coughing, runny nose, the usual stuff.
Well, they're indicated now for almost everybody. The thing about it is, I think we're having so far a light flu season. It's not too late, but you need to talk to your doctor about it.
Some vets are saying you need to give flu shots to your dog. My God. Woof. Woof. I didn't even think of that. Woof. All right, Dr. Ken, thank you. It's a 59-pound.